The Steve Cochran Show presents The Kid of the Week.
God bless the child.
Just hanging out with Abigail Grace yesterday. Yeah. And she was doing this new thing where she'd be drinking milk out of a, you know, a big girl cup. For those of you new to the show, this is my 2-year-old granddaughter. She'd be, you know, drinking out of the regular cup.
Yeah.
And she'd spill some, and then she'd laugh, and then she'd take the milk that spilled on her hand and smack my face.
Ah, I love it.
Yeah.
How cute is that? So you basically got a milk mustache from her.
Yeah, and then she'd laugh. I mean, these are the games we invent.
Are you in line for Grandfather of the Year? Has anybody contacted you, Steve?
Nope.
Come on.
No.
Mark, there wouldn't be any other nominees. Come on.
And then we did this other game where I was laying on the floor with her while she was laying on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And then she jumped on my back and laughed. I mean, these are the things she's inventing.
It's kind of like what we do.
Yeah.
She's massaging your back.
No, nice. She just jumped on it and giggled. She kind of dropped the bow on me like that wrestling move.
Oh, yeah. Training her young.
So, good times. And for you other grandchildren that are listening, thanks as well. Matthew is on the phone. Matthew is the Kid of the Week. Matthew Palawski, sorry. Before we get to Matthew, though, here's how you could enter for Kid of the Week. Get a hold of Sandberg. Swing by her house. Stop in and see her.
No, email her.
Oh, that's it?
Unless
Sandberg,
she wants
isn't
company.
That the way you be a part of the Kid of the Week? Just go by your house?
They can go by my house, but they can't use my driveway to turn around.
All right.
I've got that half circle, you know, and that drives me crazy.
Right. Please don't use your driveway to turn around. Just drop off your Kid of the Week entry.
Yeah. My mailbox is across the street, so just pop it in. It's the middle one.
Is it WGNradio.com? Is that the best advice?
Yes. /contest, and then you'll find a Kid of the Week.
Tab and hit that and good to go. Matthew is on the phone right now. Good morning, Matthew. How are you?
Good morning. Good. How are you?
You're 16.
Yes.
Your best years are still ahead of you, but you got to get going, Matthew.
Yeah.
So where do you go to school?
I go to Mundelein High School.
So let me check with Carmen on this. Is that the Flying Horned Frogs, Carmen? Mundelein?
Mundelein is the, that's exactly right, Steve. They're the Flying Horned Frogs, or there's something else. I'm looking it up.
The Mustangs. The Mundelein Mustangs.
Yeah, of course.
And who is Carl Sorensen?
He's the person that recommended me for this from the VFW, he helped with my Eagle Scout project as well.
Now, see, this is the thing. We've had many Eagle Scouts on as Kids of the Week. It's always an impressive thing because they have to achieve at a level that the rest of us, frankly, do not. Mm-hmm. When did you make Eagle Scout?
I made Eagle Scout last year, in 2016.
So were you 14 or 15?
I was 14.
14. Yeah, I'm 56. I still haven't made Eagle Scout. here's what Mr. Sorensen said. Matthew secured 6,600 packages to send to deployed troops overseas. Packages for men, women, and dogs, too. He earned 73 merit badges. Only 21 are required to be an Eagle Scout. So you're like a three-time Eagle Scout, plus some room to spare.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Started a club at Mundelein called Help for Our Heroes to continue the work to send letters and cards to service members. Principal selected him to do the Pledge of Allegiance every morning on the speaker system. Hasn't missed a day. Organized and secured 232 American flags. Had them put up surrounding Mundelein High School campus prior to Veterans Day. And that includes whether the weather was good or not. And the letters of recommendation and nominate him for honor of Scout of the Year are numerous. But as a Vietnam vet and an alum of Mundelein, Mr. Sorensen says it's his honor to nominate you, Matthew, for Kid of the Week. You might even be Kid of the Year. Where's all the patriotism come from?
I just feel like the military is very, not... like recognized,
could be appreciated even more.
Yes,
Matthew, do you see the military in your future?
Yes, I'm starting to plan on going into college and going into the Marines.
Good for you, man.
Wonderful. Wow. Well, thank you in advance for your service.
And is there anybody in your life that's in the military now?
My grandfather was, but that's just about it in my family.
Let's see. Grandfather, you're 16. So your grandfather may have been, what, Vietnam era?
He was in the Korean War.
Korean War.
Wow.
Okay. Well, thank him for his service, or thanks to him for his service, I should say. But Matthew, you're an impressive young man. So you think a career in the Marines?
Yes.
How about that?
That's awesome.
Yes.
Well, it's very impressive. You have any brothers and sisters?
Yes, I have one brother.
Older or younger?
Older.
Is he a slacker, or is he working as hard as you are? Do you guys say slacker anymore? Is slacker a thing anymore?
Not really that common, but...
Well, if somebody's being a slug, somebody's not getting it done, what do you call them? I mean, I know you don't call anybody names, no. But I'm saying, what would people your age call them?
Slow.
Well, that kind of sums it up. But you're very impressive, Matthew, and we appreciate you being on the show.
Thank you.
Matthew, do you find, too, I know you, it's wonderful how you respect the flag. I know, you know, your bio said that you fly the flag and neighbors now are flying the flag. Are you seeing now more people following your lead and flying the flag and respecting it as well?
Yes, I am. Yes, I do.
Yeah.
I see, like, in my community, so many people are just, like, sending up flags and, like, saying thank you.
Well, listen, we thank you. And we've got a Lou Malnati's gift certificate, home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40 Chicagoland locations. Order online at loumalnati's.com and an app gift card, abt.com. Pleasing people since 1936. In Glenview, or online at abt.com. Enjoy that, and thank you for being a great
kid.
Thank
you so much.
Hold the line and keep up the great work. Let me just review this so the rest of us can feel bad about ourselves. 6,600 packages sent, deployed to deployed troops overseas. Those troops included males, females, and canines.
I know, right?
73 merit badges earned when you need 21 to be an Eagle Scout. And he had earned those 73 merit badges, I assume, by the time he was 14. I mean, even if it's up to Dow, it's 16.
I was going
to
say, and it takes a lot of time. And a lot of time and effort to earn 21 badges.
Oh, absolutely.
Years.
Well, I said I'm 56. I still haven't.
Well, yeah.
I had a neck of knot tying badge when I was in Cub Scouts. I think I quit there.
How about being 16 and knowing what you want to do with your life? I'm going to the Marines, and I'm going to be there.
Career? Like
41?
I'm 44, Steve.
You're 44? You don't know what you want to do with your life.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
It's kind of a problem.
Yeah.
Got to hang out with Matthew for a day.
Matthew Palwoski. That's an impressive kid.
It is.